Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 13th of May, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 18. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Today's article, titled For Love's Sake, was written by Marvin Williams. Running a marathon is about pushing yourself, physically and mentally. For one high school runner, however, competing in a cross-country race is all about pushing someone else. In every practice and race, 14-year-old Susan Bergman pushes her older brother, Jeffrey, in his wheelchair. When Jeffrey was 22 months old, he went into cardiac arrest, leaving him with severe brain damage and cerebral palsy. Today, Susan sacrifices personal running goals so Jeffrey might compete with her. What love and sacrifice! The Apostle Paul had love and sacrifice in mind when he encouraged his readers to be devoted to one another. He knew that the believers in Rome were struggling with jealousy, anger, and sharp disagreements. So, he encouraged them to let divine love rule their hearts. This kind of love, rooted in Christ's love, would fight for the highest possible good of others. It would be sincere, and it would lead to generous sharing. Those who love this way are eager to consider others more worthy of honour than themselves. As believers in Jesus, we're running a race of love while helping others finish that race as well. Though it can be difficult, it brings honour to Jesus. So, for love's sake, let's rely on Him to empower us to love and serve others. Let's pray. God of love, for love's sake and your glory, help me to consider others before I consider myself. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.